Stop. Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, now this I want to play for you that is currently going viral. This is not mine, but it's something that happens to me a lot, though. You know the scammers that call me and I have fun with them and I destroy them.
Mm-hmm. You scam the scammers.
Yeah, and most of the time they just call. They'll just call a random number. They'll get your number of some database and they'll call you and they'll go with their story, you know. So this is the reason why this has gone viral, because this scammer phones somebody threatening them with all sorts of things, not realizing that the person he's called is actually a police officer currently sitting in her police uniform at the police station.
Love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me more, scammer.
And she videoed the whole thing, and it's going around the world. Have a listen.
Stevens?
Yes.
You're speaking with an officer, John Black, from Social Security Administration. I have your file in front of me now, just to make sure that I'm giving out all the confidential details to the right person. Can you verify me your home address?
No, I'm not going to give you my address. If you have my file on me, you should know what my address is.
Ms. Stevens, you need to understand one thing over here, that I'm trying to cooperate with you on the recovery line, and even you need to cooperate with me. Recent mailing address?
My current address is 205 Saunders, Saunders, Street in Apex, North Carolina.
You want me to read out the complete information to you about the allegations from which you can... Now, there are legal enforcement agencies involved in this case. So before we go ahead and give out the complete information to you, I need you to verify me with the last 4-digit number of your social security so I can confirm that the details are given to the right person.
I'm not going to confirm my social security number with you.
Ms. Stephen, I'm not asking you to confirm me your social security number. What I'm asking you, just to verify me with your last 4 digits of your social security, so I can confirm that the details are given to the right person.
I'm not going to do that.
Social Security Administration and law enforcement agencies has found 25 fraudulent bank accounts opened and used fraudulently using your social security number to commit a fraud of more than $10 million. This account were used to transfer and receive funds for illegal local and international bank wire transfers, include like money laundering, drug trafficking, and for Internal Revenue Service tax scams all over USA.
So I'm going to be charged with drug trafficking?
Absolutely. Because there is someone who is using your social security number. Did you share your social security number with anyone?
I certainly didn't share it with a drug dealer.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to provide all this information to my senior officer that they're trying to run from the situation. They are trying to cooperate over the recorded call. My officer will sign your arrest warrant, and in the next 45 minutes, you will be guest arrested, okay?
So in 45 minutes, a sheriff's deputy is going to show up and arrest me for drug trafficking.
Absolutely.
But I didn't traffic any drugs.
So can you just tell me how many bank accounts do you own, as per your knowledge and information?
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
Your call has been transferred to the senior investigation officer. My name is Officer Jason Brown. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Come on.
I'm fine. Thank you very much for your concern. Now, you are speaking to one of my junior officers regarding your case, correct?
That's correct.
And you told my officer that you want to speak to a senior officer, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now go ahead and let me know how many bank accounts are originally owned by you, which has nothing to do with the illegal activities.
Well, if it has nothing to do with illegal activities, why do I have to tell you how many bank accounts I have?
See, if you do not tell me how many bank accounts you have, we'll go ahead and suspend all the bank accounts which are connected to your social security. So don't blame us if you lose any money. We are trying to help you out over here, okay?
Well, I just don't understand why I'm giving you my... I would like to know what the allegations are against me and what you're going to take out a warrant for.
Right now, there are two criminal charges against you. Number one, drug trafficking. And number two, money laundering. Okay?
Well, that's better than the 25 the first guy told me were out against me. And they hung up on me.
And he gets confused, man.
What?
And you know, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't get it right sometimes.
Yeah, often. They get it right often.
Threatened with...
Sure.
I love it when it transfers to the senior. Oh, it's me. How are you doing today?
Now give me your banking details.
What a network.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't be silly.
I see the value of your work now, Darren.
You see. It's about creating awareness around these things.
Indeed.
A lot of people get taken for a ride.